Designing jungle transition effects from room noises in Ableton Live. Advanced session. Let's go. Today you're going to take totally unglamorous room audio phone recordings, mic takes, random foley and turn it into pro grey jungle and drum and bass transition moments. Not generic white noise risers. I'm talking vacuum pulls, tape Y yanks, metallic chaos, door thump impacts, reverse reverb inhale stuff that feels alive and specific to your track. And the big idea that ties the whole lesson together is this workflow: build, tension, impact, tail. If you can make those four phases read clearly, your drops will hit harder even if you don't change the actual drop drums at all. Before we touch devices, quick mindset shift. Treat your room recordings like material, not samples. You're not looking for the perfect door slam. You're looking for textures and energy that you can shape into a transition that tells a story. All right. Step 0. Capture and prep. This is the good raw stage. Record 30 to 90 seconds of room nonsense. Room tone like SE hum. Laptop fan. Silence with air in it. Cloth movement. Zippers. Jacket swishes. Keys. Coins. Cutlery. Door close. Desk hit. Chair creak. And grab one short vocal breath or whisper anything like huh, shh, a little inhale. In Ableton, make an audio track called Foley Raw, record at 24-bit, and don't chase hot levels. Aim for peaks around minus 12 dBFS. You're going to process this a lot, and conservative gain staging keeps everything cleaner. Then consolidate your best regions. Highlight, consolidate Command or Control J. This is underrated. When you consolidate, you commit to a chunk of material you can manipulate quickly without hunting around. Now the cleanup chain. Start with utility. Set gain so your average level is around minus 18 dBFS. If you want to make cleaner decisions, set width to 0% temporarily. Mono is brutally honest. In a good way. Next EQ 8. High pass with a 24 dB per octave slope somewhere around 30 to 60 Hz to remove rumble. Then do a quick spectral audit. Take a narrow bell, boost it hard, and sweep slowly while looping. You're listening for those nasty rings, often boxiness around 200 to 350, or an annoying whistle around 2 to 4K if there's a fan or phone mic resonance. Cut two or three of the worst offenders now. If you wait until after distortion and reverb, those problems get 10 times louder. Gate only if you need it. Don't overgate. Jungle thrives on air and realism. If you hard chop everything to silence, the transition can feel fake. Use it just to stop obvious noise in the gaps. Cool. Now you have usable material that won't fight your mix. Step 1. The air suck riser from room tone. This is the jungle vacuum pull, but made from your actual room. Duplicate the room tone clip. Set warp mode to complex pro so it stretches smoothly. Stretch it to 4 or 8 bars leading into the drop. Add auto filter. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope. Start bass frequency around 400 to 800 Hz. Resonance somewhere around 0.7 to 1.1. But be careful, resonance can whistle and get painful fast. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Just enough to energize the filter. Now automate the filter frequency rising over the whole build. Start in the 300 to 800 Hz range and end up in the 10 to 16K range. This is your opening the curtains motion. For intensity, put redux before reverb. Light touch. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction maybe 0 to 2. You're not trying to destroy it. You're adding grain that reads as urgency at 170 plus BPM. Then reverb. Size around 70 to 110. Decay 3 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the initial sound stays defined. High cut maybe 6 to 10K. Low cut 200 to 500 Hz to keep the low end clean. Dry slash wet 15 to 35%. You want space, not fog. At the end, utility again. Automate width from about 60% up to 140% across the rise. And automate a small gain ramp 0 to plus 3 dB into the last beat. But here's a pro loudness trick. You don't have to actually get louder. Instead, gently automate a narrow mid-band, think 900 Hz to 2K Hz up by like 1 dB over the build while you shave lows. The ear hears louder, but you're leaving real headroom for the drop. Now the signature move, the final air pull. In the last eighth note or last quarter note before the drop, automate a fast high pass sweep upward. Put EQ 8 after the reverb. Enable a 12 or 24 dB per octave high pass. Sweep it from around 200 Hz up to 2 to 6 kHz right before the drop. That sensation like the floor disappears creates the vacuum moment. That's the inhale before the hit. Teacher note. Timing is part of the sound. Try making key moments land on the grid. Bar minus 4 is your first noticeable lift. Bar minus 2 is your first panic moment where you add more midrange and modulation. Lat beat, remove lows and increase movement. Last 16th, a tiny flinch micro stop. Pitch jab, stereo snap. That last 16th is where advanced lives. Step 2. Metallic scrape uplifter. Keys or coins into a pitch climb with bite. Drag a keys or coin scrape into a MIDI track with simpler. Use classic mode. Turn on snap and set your start and end so you have a tight slice. Turn on loop so it becomes a sustained texture. Make the loop length small, like 20 to 80 milliseconds, so it turns into a tone. Add a small fade, 2 to 10 milliseconds to avoid clicks. Now automate pitch. In simpler, automate transpose from 0 up to plus 12 or plus 24 semitones over 2 to 4 bars. Near the end, automate to tune a little 5 to 15 cents drifting, so it feels unstable and alive, not like a clean synth rise. Add bite with a controlled chain. Saturator first. Drive 3 to 10 dB, soft clip on. Optionally add amp something like blues or rock, but keep it subtle. We want edge, not a guitar sim takeover. Then EQ8, high pass at 120 to 250 Hz so it doesn't muddy the pre-drop, and if it's harsh, dip around 3 to 5k. Add auto pan for movement, amount 20 to 50%, sync rate 1/8 or 1/16. Arrangement tip, place this behind the brakes, not on top. Fade it in from bar minus 8 to bar minus 1, then hard cut at the drop. That hard cut makes the drums feel bigger because the ear goes from busy texture to clean impact. Advanced variation. If your loop gets tonal, tune it. Throw a tuner after it or a resample and check pitch. Nudge clip pitch by cents until it lands on the root or fifth of your track. Tiny tuning moves make chaotic Foley feel intentional. Step 3. Door or desk thump into an impact layer. Jungle impacts hit hardest when they're three parts. Click, punch, sub. Find a thump. Consolidate a clean one shot. Duplicate it into three tracks. Top layer, the click. EQ8, high pass at 1 to 2kHz. Then drum bus, drive 5 to 15, transients plus 10 to plus 30. Boom off on this layer, we want it snappy and clean. Optional saturator for a bit more edge. Mid layer, the punch. EQ8 set it kind of band pass, high pass around 120 Hz, low pass around 2 to 4k. Drum bus drive 3 to 8. Boom can work sometimes, but be careful, often it's better off in jungle because it can blur. Add compressor, attack 10 to 30 ms so the transient gets through. Release 60 to 120 ms, ratio 3:1 to 5:1, aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Low layer, sub weight, make a new MIDI track with operator. Sine wave, pitch it to the root note of your track if you know it. Amp envelope, attack 0 to 5 ms, decay 150 to 400 ms, sustain 0, release 50 to 120 ms. Then key it from the thump, put a gate on the operator track, sidechain input from the thump, and set threshold so it opens cleanly. Now your door hit triggers a tune sub hit. Lock to the impact timing. Group all three into an impact group. Put a limiter on the group just to catch peaks. Ceiling around minus 0.8. And keep the sub mono. Utility on the sub layer. Width 0%. Non-negotiable. Advanced impact sauce. The shatter halo. Add a tiny debris layer 10 to 80 milliseconds after the impact, like a keys jingle or cutlery tick. High pass it. Lightly saturate. Widen it. That little spray makes the impact feel expensive and physical. Step 4. Reverse reverb whoosh. This is the classic jungle vacuum before a break switch or phrase change. Choose a short source. A vocal breath, rimshot, hat. Make a return track called Rev Wash. Put reverb on it. Size 120 to 150, decay 6 to 12 seconds, pre-delay 0 to 10 ms, low cut 300 to 800 Hz, high cut 6 to 9k, dry slash wet 100% because it's a return. Send one hit heavily into Rev Wash. Then print it. Make a new audio track called Rev FX Print. Set audio from to resampling. Record the reverb tail. Then reverse it. Now you've got an inhale. Tighten and shape it. Auto filter high pass to remove low junk. Automate utility gain so it ramps into the drop. If you want ghost movement, add grain delay very subtly. Frequency 1 to 2kHz. Random pitch 5 to 15, dry slash wet 5 to 15%. Keep it subtle so it doesn't turn into an EDM swoosh. And if the reverb tail is masking your first snare on the drop, don't just shorten it, duck it. Put a compressor after the reverb on the FX track or return, sidechain from the drop snare. Fast attack, medium release. Now you keep the size but the groove stays clear. Step 5, make it reusable. Turn everything into a Transition FX rack you can perform. Group your FX tracks into a folder called Transition FX. Then add an audio effect rack on the group and map key parameters to macros. Map riser filter frequency. Map space, like reverb dry slash wet or return send. Map grit, like saturator drive. Map width with utility. Map the end high pass suck frequency. Now you can play transitions like an instrument instead of drawing the same automation from scratch every time. If you want to go even more advanced, build motion with parallel filtering. Two chains in an effect rack. Chain A is a low pass sweep. Chain B is a band pass whistle sweep with slightly different automation. Crossfade between them. This gives you a complex lift that feels like it's evolving, not just opening. Also consider multiband dynamics as a safety net on the FX group. Tame the high band gently so resonant sweeps and distortion don't randomly stab you in the ear. Keep the low band reduced during builds, because the drop needs that space. Common mistakes to avoid, because these will wreck the illusion fast. 1. Too much low end in risers. If your pre-drop is already subheady, the drop won't feel louder. High pass your builds. 2. Over-widening everything. Wide riser plus wide res plus wide breaks equals mush. Keep sub mono, widen selectively. 3. No arrangement contrast. If you don't remove elements before the drop, your FX won't read. Negative space automation is a transition. 4. Harsh resonances from resonant filters. Auto filter resonance can whistle. Sweep slowly, notch with EQ if needed. 5. Uncontrolled reverb tails masking the downbeat. Duck or hard cut tails so the first snare is clean. Now a quick 15 to 25 minute practice run. Record 20 seconds of room tone and 5 hits. Keys, door, cloth. Make 1 4 bar air suck riser. Make 1 2 bar metallic pitch riser. Make 1 impact with click, punch, sub. Make 1 reverse reverb whoosh. Then arrange a 16 bar build into a 16 bar drop. Bars minus 16 to minus 9. Bring in the air suck quietly. Bars minus 8 to minus 3. Add metallic riser and start widening. Bar minus 2, remove kick or bass, make space. Bar minus 1, reverse reverb plus the end high pass suck. Then drop, impact layered, and hard cut the transition tails. Finally, bounce a quick loop and listen at low volume. Low volume is the truth serum. If the transition still reads, you nailed the arc. Recap, room noises become elite jungle effects when you control spectrum, motion, and contrast. Build from layers, bed, motion. Drama, punctuation, stock Ableton devices are more than enough. Auto filter, EQ8, reverb, saturator, drum bus, utility, simpler, operator. The real sauce is arrangement. Subtract before the drop, then hit with a clean impact and tight tail control. This audio version is shortened for playback.